This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a surprise visit to the Russian-controlled city of Mariupol in Ukraine on Saturday in what looked like a gesture of defiance after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
President Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to the Russian-occupied Ukrainian city of Mariupol, scene of some of the worst devastation of his year-old invasion. This was the closest Putin had got to the front lines, and it looked like a gesture of defiance, coming a day after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for his. The ICC accused him of the war crime of deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. Mariupol became a byword for death and destruction. Much of it was reduced to ruins in the first months of the war, and it fell to Russian forces in May. Hundreds were killed in the bombing of a theater where families with children were sheltering. Moscow has said since it invaded last February that it does not target civilians.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Putin's visit to Ukraine came just ahead of a visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to Moscow. He's scheduled to arrive on Monday for talks about the war and other global issues. China has cast itself as trying to broker negotiations to end the war and contended that Ukraine's internationally recognized territorial boundaries should be respected. But Beijing has not denounced Russia's invasion. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking, this according to the Swiss president on Sunday. The announcement follows the collapse of two large U.S. banks last week, which sparked a hasty response from the U.S. government to prevent any further bank panics. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell released a statement Sunday saying they welcomed the